This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Russian forces are leaving behind a complete disaster as they retreat from the north, including towns just outside Kyiv. And he warned residents to beware of more Russian shelling and of landmines. He said his nighttime video address to the nation late Friday that they are mining the whole territory. They're mining homes, mining equipment, even the bodies of people who were killed. He urged residents to wait to resume their normal lives until they are assured the mines have been cleared and the danger of shelling has passed. Zelensky warned of difficult battles ahead as the Russians redeploy troops in eastern Ukraine. Zelensky said he spoke Friday with French President Emmanuel Macron by telephone and with the President of the European Parliament. The U.S. Defense Department says it is providing an additional $300 million in military equipment to Ukrainian forces defending the country from Russian troops. The Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby said in a statement Friday evening that the gear in the new package includes laser-guided rocket systems, unmanned aircraft, armored vehicles, night vision devices, and ammunition. Also included are medical supplies, field equipment, and spare parts. Kirby said that the new package represents the beginning of a contracting process to provide new capabilities to Ukraine. And again, French President Emmanuel Macron promised to keep working to establish a sustainable humanitarian corridor in and out of Mariupol in talks Friday with the Ukrainian president. Zelensky appealed to Macron to continue diplomatic efforts to get Russia to agree to conditions for evacuation and aid, according to Macron's office. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The International Energy Agency says its members agreed Friday to release further oil from their emergency reserves in response to the market turmoil caused by Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The Paris-based agency said in a statement that the agreement was reached at an extraordinary meeting of ministers. It did not provide information on how much emergency stock would be released, saying this would be made public next week. Israeli forces shot and killed three Palestinian militants in the occupied West Bank early Saturday, an operation that fueled persisting fears of a flare-up of violence between Israel and the Palestinians in the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. Tensions have soared in recent days after Palestinian assailants killed 11 Israelis in separate attacks. Israeli forces have stepped up security and launched arrest raids in the West Bank, killing two Palestinians during a gun battle Thursday. Several hundred Jewish settlers live under heavy military protection in the heart of Hebron, a city of more than 200,000 Palestinians and home to a major holy site sacred to Jews and Muslims. The mass prayers were held at a mosque in Jerusalem without any incident. The UN envoy to Yemen says that the country's warring parties have accepted a two-month truce, starting with the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. That agreement on Friday comes after a significant escalation in recent weeks that saw Yemen's rebel Houthis claim several attacks inside the United Arab Emirates and Saudi Arabia. The truce is to start Saturday, first day of Ramadan. The agreement will also allow for shipments of fuel to arrive in Yemeni port city of Hodeidah and for passenger flights to resume from the airport and capital. The United Nations and others had been pushing the coalition and rebels to stop the fighting for Ramadan as tenuously occurred in past years. COVID-19 hospitalization numbers have plunged to their lowest levels since the summer of 2020, offering a much-needed break to healthcare workers in the United States and patients alike following the Omicron surge. The number of patients hospitalized with coronavirus has fallen more than 90% in more than 2 months, and some hospitals are going days without a single COVID-19 patient in the ICU for the first time since early 2020. The freed up beds are expected to help U.S. hospitals retain exhausted staff, treat non-COVID-19 patients more quickly, and cut down on inflated costs. Recapping our top story, the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Russian forces were leaving behind a complete disaster, including landmines throughout the area. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.